Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you know the Bible tells us in Romans 8:11, you know it, Romans 8:11, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Who raised Jesus from the dead? Well, the Father did. How did He do it, though? By the Holy Spirit. Now, do you understand that that is the great demonstration of the power of God? Much mightier than any other miracle in the whole Bible. Much, much, much mightier. Do you know that when Jesus cast out devils out of people, and when He healed the sick, that He said He did that by the finger of God? Remember that? Because they said, you know, He cast out devils by Beelzebub, prince of devils. And He said, no, if I cast out devils by the finger of God, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Finger. Everybody say finger.
Finger.
We're talking about how powerful God is. The biggest, ugliest, hairiest, stinkiest demon can be driven out by God's finger power. No, they don't tie up and wrestle. The Holy Ghost doesn't tie up and wrestle with some demon. Oh, no. Never has, never will. Finger power. Jesus said, shut up and come out of them. And the Holy Ghost went. And they had to go. They had to leave. Don't be afraid of the devil. I said, do not be afraid of the devil. If you know who you are, he's afraid of you. And you resist the devil and he will flee. Why would he flee from you? Why would he run? Why would he flee? So you know who you are. He's afraid of you and he's afraid of the greater one who's inside of you and the authority in the name of Jesus that you have. Finger. I like that, don't you? Gives you a glimpse of how powerful God is. Oh, man. But you know, the Bible also talks about the hand of God. Well, that's more power yet, isn't it? The whole hand of God. And the Bible also talks about the arm. Now we're talking about serious power now, aren't we? The arm of God. His mighty arm. Or His mighty hand. And the Bible tells us that the exceeding greatness of the power of God was demonstrated when Jesus was raised from the dead. To do that, God had to flex. Amen. I mean, he had to give it what he had. Why? Because it wasn't just a body. I understand Jesus being raised from the dead is nothing at all like Lazarus being raised from the dead. Nothing at all. A human body being raised from the dead. I mean, that was finger stuff for God. Why was it such a thing for Jesus to be raised from the dead? Because when Jesus was raised from the dead, every human being that would ever live, that would ever believe on Him, was raised free from sin in Him, and all the sin and all the resulting judgment for all mankind for every generation was put away and dealt with in that act. Oh, glory to God. Everybody say, mighty God. And who was the person that showed up in the tomb? The Holy Spirit. And I mean, He expanded His chest and He flexed His arms and Jesus was raised from the dead and all of us with Him. With Him. Everybody say all powerful. All powerful. What can the Holy Ghost do for you? What if you're feeling a little draggy one morning? If He can raise Jesus from the dead, He can give you a little zap. Is that right? Can He? Well, that's what this scripture that I just read, Romans 8:11 says. Go back and read it. Turn over there again, please. Romans 8:11. I think we do without so much because we've not learned to look to Him, depend on Him, ask Him. Romans 8, are you there? 11, what does it say? But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, does He? Does He? Yeah? Yeah? Then He that raised up Christ, the Anointed One from the dead, shall also do what? Quicken. What's that? Zap. Quicken. Quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Now, certainly that applies to our body being raised from the dead if we die before the Lord returns, and our body being changed from mortal to immortal, but it's not limited to that. He didn't say that. He said, quicken your what? Mortal. Well, these bodies are mortal right now. And the Bible talks about the earnest of our inheritance and the first fruits of our inheritance. What does that mean? What is an earnest? Earnest is like a down payment of the rest to come. What is the rest to come of our physical redemption? Immortality. Well, do we get to taste of some of that now? Yeah, we don't become immortal now, but we do get a taste of this quickening. Amen? Quickening is available to us mortally. I've experienced it at different times. I remember one time, Phyllis and I hadn't been in the ministry that long. I was working at the Hagen Ministry, teaching healing school. We'd had to go in home for something pressing. And so we just took off and drove all night, like a 12-hour drive. And we got there and dealt with some things. And I stayed up all the next day and got about 2 hours of sleep and got in the car and we're going to go back. Well, as you might imagine, by the end of that 12-hour drive, I'm hurting, man. I'm having visions of the bed with my eyes open. I'm hurting. And I had already made up my mind, you know, when I get there, they were thinking about me doing some things there in some of the afternoon sessions. But I thought, man, I'm not fit to. I'm just not in shape to. I'm going to call them when I get there, talk to them about it, because there are other people that could do it and take it. And when I got there, I picked up the phone, and man, I'm standing right by the bed, and it's calling my name. And I said, look, you know, I don't think I'm fit to speak and to minister to these people today. I told them what happened. It was unexpected and this and that. Excuse me. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that. And before I could say that, they said, so glad you called. There's something else that needs to happen today. And we want you there for that as well. And I'm all ready to tell them, oh, you don't understand. You know, I've been like 2 days without sleep and I'm not fit. And the Lord checked me. He said, have you asked me about this? I said, well, no. He said, go ahead. I said, okay, I got to change clothes and clean up, but I'll be there in a bit. And I hung up my thought, what did you say? What did you say? And I'm cleaning up. And by the time I got there, I felt like a zombie, man. And all these people are sitting there waiting to hear some preaching and teaching. And these are people that's got problems and physical problems. And some of them told they're not going to live. And they don't need somebody just playing around. They need to get something right now. I told the guys in the back, I said, pray, pray. I went on up and I took my text and I'm telling you, quickening, quickening. Everybody say quickening. Now, you don't just push yourself to be pushing yourself. You can break yourself down. You don't do this every day. Did you hear me? If you do, you're foolish and you mess up. You are still mortal. But there are times when you need some extra quickening. Maybe you weren't in control of all of the things that happened, but you need a zap. You need some extra life coming up in you. And man, as I started to teach and preach, the anointing came on me and I was stirred up and I waved my hands and I spit cotton and I quoted scriptures fast and we laid hands on everybody in the house and people were healed and people were set free. I come out of there bouncing. I thought, glory to God. And the people said, man, I thought you said you were wore out. I said, nah, I'm ready to go. And I went and sat down at my desk and about 5 minutes, the anointing lifted. Oh, man, I felt like 40 miles of muddy road. And there comes a time when you better go to bed. But I'm just talking about the quickening. Everybody say quickening. 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 He is all powerful. And if He can raise Jesus from the dead, He is in you, the Bible says, to quicken. Everybody say quicken. quicken your mortal body. But let me give you one simple phrase that'll help you access this regularly. The Bible said, let the weak say,
I am strong.
Huh? Let the weak say, I am
strong.
But what do most people say? If they feel weak, what do they say?
I'm weak.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel draggy today.
Yeah.
Whew. Man, maybe I got to change my vitamins or something. I just don't sleep good. I just feel draggy. I don't know what. I just feel so weak. I know what's wrong with me. I just feel so weak. Well, you talk that a few days, and it'll take three of us to get you out of church. You understand what I'm saying? Man, I just feel so weak. Whew, y'all pray for me. I just feel like I can't hardly put one foot in front of the other. You talk weakness, you're going to get weaker. Tell me what the scripture says. What is it? Joel 3:10. Let the weak say what?
I am strong.
And when you feel the weakest and when you feel the most weary and the most worn out, it's when you ought to be saying, I got the greater one inside me. He quickens my mortal body. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm strong. I'm strong. Amen. Like I used to tell the students, I'm quick. I'm sharp. I'm bright. Good looking. Very rich. And a major blessing. That's me. Now you got to say that when you feel dumb and ugly and broke. Yeah, that's what faith is all about. The dumber and uglier and broker you feel and look, that's when you best not talk dumb, ugly, and broke. You better talk quick, sharp, bright, good looking, rich, strong. Amen? Everybody said out loud, I'm quick.
I'm quick.
I'm bright.
I'm bright.
I'm sharp.
Good looking.
Very rich. And a major blessing. That's me. Say this out loud.
I'm strong in the Lord.
He quickens my mortal body.
He quickens my mind.
He fills me with strength.
He keeps me going strong.
I do not lack for strength.
For He is in me.
Amen. Talk strength. Talk strength.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Deity of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1005. That's R-1005. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.